Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, July 29, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. All right, we made it to another Monday morning. So let's see what happens. All right, Ray, did you put anything out over the weekend?
No weekend updates.
No weekend updates. Man, that's not good for this morning.
It's all quiet.
Might not be in it. Uh-oh. All right, hold on for a second. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
One more thing. All right. Okay, can you hear me now? Can anybody hear me now?
I was hearing you fine.
Okay. I'm sending you a text real quick, Ray. But other than that, guys, I was getting a call from my bank person just then, and the message was, don't panic, don't worry, it is happening, it is a few things that got to be done, but it is happening, which we already knew anyway. So that was just then because I was trying to get an update. Over the weekend, I simply got that we should see it somewhere between this week. I was going to say between this time and that time, but he didn't say it this morning. But somewhere, everybody expected to see it starting Sunday evening, which didn't happen. And I'll tell you, I was probably through Wednesday. We were expecting the 800 numbers again to come out, which we haven't seen yet. But that was the call. He was just saying it is happening, just a few more things, but everybody's ready. So we'll just have to see. Not a whole lot we can do at this point. They are on standby. Everybody from Texas to Virginia, New Jersey, New York, Wisconsin are all on standby. But nobody knows when. Am I breaking up that bad? Here's your good thing, though.
On my end.
Oh. All right. People are just texting me stuff. The traders have once again been notified. I can tell you that. So that's a good thing. And actually, my trader in Canada was notified. So that's a good thing. So we wait. But that's all we can do at this point. All right, Red. So let's get started.
Okay, sounds good. We'll entertain some questions. Let's see.
Yep.
This is Sam Hain. Haven't heard you guys speak of this in a while, but what if we are in the middle of the first mouse, second mouse, third mouse scenario? First mouse would be the SKR holders. They got lower rates. Second mouse would be those that got their 10 to 20% up front with promises of the rest later, the cheese. The third mouse would be us, the internet group. We will in turn get the factory. Is it possible that this is what's actually happening?
That is happening in a way. I mean, the first mouse was people who got SKRs 5 years ago, 4 years. Some of them got them at 50 cents. 85 cents, a dollar. Some got $1.50, some got $2 rates. They were all the first mouse. And they've been having a pending transaction for years, if you're looking at it that way, you know, and throughout. But we were talking the first mouse, second mouse, third mouse. We were talking about the actual exchange process involving us. the internet group itself, not the overall. But you can look at it both ways because there was a first, second, and third mouth in both scenarios. So, absolutely. Okay, what's next?
Okay, well, just for clarification, we want to repeat the first mouth, second mouth scenario from the original scenario?
Sure, go ahead. Or you want me to repeat it?
Oh, no, they want to hear you.
Wait, hold on a second. Okay, sorry about that. First mouth was those who were going to just run as soon as it happens. Whatever the rate is, $3, $4, whatever the rate, whoever's just going to take off. And there's going to be a whole lot of you, and that's what they want. A whole lot of you going there and doing that. Now, unless, as you guys got to remember, we did first mouth, second mouth, third mouth when there was a NDA that was involved that people didn't want to sign. So we set it up for the rate itself. Now there's no NDA to get the contract rate. It's still going to be just a regular bank rate. Actually, everybody should be running in there trying to get part of that $28.50, whatever your share is going to be. That's what I would do. All right. Wait before I confuse it. Okay. So that was the first mouse. Second mouse was going to wait for it to go up a couple of days. Third mouse was going to wait till it hit the max or take the contract rate and get the whole cheese factory. First, second, third mouse. Now the things have changed. Do what?
I was just saying, okay.
Oh, now the things have changed, though. I would be that first mouse and get as much as I can out of the contract rate, whatever it is, but you don't know unless you go in there, right? Nothing beats a failure but a try. So now I'm going in there and I'm trying to get it all. As much as I have, I'm trying to get it all on the contract rate, or I'm trying to get the max contract rate I can out of mine. And then say, hey, this is what I got. But, you know, I'm not no dummy and I'm not greedy. But whatever you don't give me the max contract rate on, I'm not prepared to exchange yet because I know the rate's going up, and I want to get most as I can on that if you're not going to give me my contract rate right now. And then I want to do that and set up an appointment. But, again, I'm going to tell you guys, if you haven't been paying attention, if you haven't been watching the market, if you don't set your parameters up correctly, it will run up and come down before you know it because you was out spending the money that you got and you missed it and could actually end up losing money. Because it could. Once everybody starts selling, it could go below the original rate and then work itself back up. But that's how the market works. And if you guys don't understand that, you're gambling. Now, I gamble all the time, but I gamble with life. So it's something different with you trying to gamble and then figure it out. If you don't look at it and have a plan right now to do that. So let's not be greedy. It comes out at $4. Say, hey, man, I'm giving my $28.50, and then I want to rate to the rate gives to $6 or $7. Give me an extra $3 or give it to me now. Now I need to come back because I need to maximize this because this is the last chance I got in life to do what I'm doing. Just be sincere, but don't be ignorant. Say, this is what I need to do. That's what I would approach it right now if I were you guys. Okay? If I was me, I'd do something totally different. But I'm not. I mean, I am me. Anyway, go ahead, right?
So bottom line is there's a number of maneuvers that a person can make depending on what it is they're trying to achieve, their overall game plan. And all of us don't have the exact same game plan other than to exchange. But that's not the game plan in and of itself. That's just the opening portal to the game plan is to get exchanged. But for some of you, that's all you're going to do and then call it a day and be done with it. And that's what prompted me to create the two clubs that we're going to have for TNT, the best of us and the rest of us. And you win either one. It's just that one is going to win a whole lot bigger than the other. But either one is still a winning position. Okay, make it so, says, it has been said that the IMF announced Iraq is in Article 8 status and standby agreement will not be renewed. Have you heard or confirmed so?
Only articles I saw read were with Article 4. I don't see anything say Article 8. Didn't see them say anything about Article 8. I have seen people say they're no longer under Article 8. But I didn't see it. Maybe you guys saw it. Maybe they can show it to you where it says it at. They haven't announced it publicly to anybody yet. Might be something that they know. I do know the banks are prepared and ready to go. And they are going with it, whether it's through permission of the IMF and the BIS, or whether they now have full control. Now, I have heard it. I haven't seen it in writing anywhere. What was the other part of the question?
Yeah, have you heard it or confirm it for the Article 8?
No. No. And my guy in Iraq did not confirm it. No.
Okay. Now, the second part is we have two birthdays today. Make It So is celebrating his 59th birthday today, and Jay is celebrating the 35th birthday. So that's two birthday folks on the line. So we'll say happy birthday.
Is that the one? Wait, is that one I sent you? Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay. My bad. Go ahead. All right. Good.
So happy birthday to Make It So and Jay.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Happy birthday to both of you. All right. Be Blessed says, Tony, have you decided about making the TNT historical books, We Are the People, available to the members after the RV?
Man, I have not decided because it would involve a whole ton of work. I mean, really work. And I'm not sure none of us want to work hard. I mean, that hard after this. Actually, the books are, so you brought me back to a sad point asking that question. But anyway, JM worked hard to put that together for me, in case you didn't know. And he did put it on thumb drive, so I do have it. I have it on this computer. Still, it would take something to reorganize it the way that we have it, and then to put the third book in, because is it two books, right, or is it three books?
I thought it was just two.
Okay.
Yeah, two, and then we're going to archive one, so three.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we have, two volumes or three volumes right now. Again, we haven't looked at it. And I still want to get our ex-presidents, their copies. That's the first thing we want to do, Leatherbound. But I was thinking about having another book anyway that I told you guys afterwards, that you would immediately send in your thank yous and comments and that you guys wanted to include into it. Again, the purpose of the books was to get to the ex-presidents and to go into the museum that somebody was putting up for this. He wanted to put the books in the museum so people could go through and, you know, have the historical documents from our perspective. So, again, it depends on the kind of NDA that I'm going to be under or not. Since it's a new administration, might not be any NDA at all, which I'm good with. Then we could do a whole lot of things with them. So, no, I have not made up my mind. I know it's something all you guys would like to see. I mean, historically, which congressman said yes, which one said no, which one said it was BS, you know, and all the bankers, who was the head of this bank and that bank, who gave you those, who sent you those letters, it's going to be historic, okay? Yeah, and your own letters, just to know what people were saying that at the time, sitting there looking at that, and who would have ever thought of it, you know? But that's going to require work. I wouldn't even know how many copies to make, how many people would even be interested in it or anything else. I know everybody would like to see it. Not that everybody would like to buy a copy of it. But thanks for asking the question. But, again, just explaining it and everything that went into it and what it would take, I would hope you guys thought about JN and his family, at least sent them thank you for even doing that and taking the time and downloading all that stuff and putting it together for me. And actually, he went with me to FedEx and got them all made and organized. So, all right, what's next, man? What's next?
Okay, Blue Angeles says, in the past, we were told this whole GCR was about Iraq and that no country could go ahead without Iraq going first. Has that changed? To Iraq must wait on the ZIM. Who's on first now?
Okay. The GCR was never all about Iraq. The GCR was planned 50 years ago. They just didn't know how to implement it. The RV of the Iraqi currency was set up with the U.S., with England, with four other countries, basically. But it was really, I'll just tell you guys real quick, because it was Tony Blair and George Bush. So anyway, yeah, it's out there. And I don't have no CIA guys calling me. So anyway, you'll see the book. You guys will see the history. We have all our notes. I mean, I got so much stuff, it's ridiculous. But that was set up as the NAR. Once everybody saw what was going on in the other countries, the treaties. Yes, they took this opportunity to complete the GCR and use the NAR as the foundation to do that. So the GCR, yes, is reliable on the NAR, is based on the NAR rate. Everywhere else, they went in, wiped out Iraq debt to make it even more valuable, to make this whole process work. So nobody, the ZIM, the Dong, Indonesia, anybody else goes without Iraq going, because that's the rate that it's based on. All right, what's next?
Jesse 91 says, Tony, you mentioned you can buy 2 million Dong for $50. Can you please tell us where that is again?
It's at Travelex. It's at Chase.
Not 2 million dong for $50.
No, no. It's $49 per million.
Okay.
Is what the rate was on Friday. $49 per million. I said, just get 2 million. Yeah, if you get 2 million and the rate is 47 cents, I mean, the bottom line, I mean, you're still coming out with almost $1 million for 100 bucks. How can you beat that? And if you get the contract rate of $2.20 and you can get $440 million for $100, how can you beat that? Come on. That's better than the dinar. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Queen D says, What specifically can you say? No, I didn't need that one. Yeah.
We gonna skip that one?
Huh?
Are we skipping that?
Yeah, they just want to know what facts do you have to offer that is going to happen soon. We don't have any facts that it's going to happen soon. Make sure we share. All right, let's go to David 14:48. In the last few conference calls, you have made the following statement. Good news is we're still alive. Now, logic says if you are still alive, then the alternative is you are not. Would you mind expanding on your statement, we are still alive? What will cause us not to be alive in this investment?
Okay, read the next question.
Should be the next question.
That's not even making any sense to me.
Lone Star.
So the good thing is we still alive. Wait a minute. What was that nonsense? What?
It says, what would cause us to not be alive? Because you keep saying we are still alive. That's the good
because
news.
Because so many people are not alive. So many people have died waiting on this process. So I mean, what would cause you not to be alive is you're dead. Go ahead. That was just...
Okay, so you meant we're still alive, literally.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sunstar says, number one, was there an announcement over the weekend that Iraq has a new CBI governor?
No.
Okay, do you know if the lower notes / fields have been released in the ATMs in the airports or in the vendor locations in Iraq?
I didn't get that from anybody over the weekend. I did get it last week that they were ready to release them again. Did we not talk about that on Wednesday?
Possibly.
Okay.
That's too many days back.
Remember. But I'll ask. Hold on. I mean, I'll ask. Let me see if I get an answer real quick. We'll see if we can find out. Go ahead to the next one. Sorry.
Skyhawk says, I have separated bills still in original shipping envelopes with black and white copies and receipts. Should I just take in currencies or would it be less to carry into the bank? I have separated bills, okay, notes, still in the original shipping envelopes with black and white copies and receipts. So should I just take in the currencies or take all this stuff in? I guess what they're asking me to go to exchange.
Oh. I still have some of mine wrapped up, never even opened them. I know what the number is. I got the bill laden with it. I got the receipts with them. And all I'm going to do is organize it. I'm going to take my currency in. If they say we need to see receipts or anything else, I'll say here it is, right in this case, everything in there together. That's what I'm going to do. Do you have to do that? No. Are they going to do that for every single person? No. They don't even have time to do that. The only ones they're going to do it for if they suspect something are the only ones. So if you're going in there with 100 billion this and 100 billion that and be prepared to show not only where you bought it at, but where the money came from for you to buy it. Just be prepared for it. That's all. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Broad.
So I'm trying to ask this question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Broad asks, are the international travel cards in the hands of the citizens yet?
They were supposed to go into effect on Saturday, so we don't know that yet. But they did, actually, I did give them, like, they did go into effect on Saturday. They actually went into effect, and I was told they were using them, so somebody has to have them. They were making internet purchases and international purchases Saturday. So they were available and being used. We just don't know what the rate was that they were reflecting, because they expected this to come out last night, which it obviously didn't. So we're sitting here waiting today.
Tightwad asks, if we're not in a hurry post-exchange, is the non-bearing interest count a good thing while we decide what to do?
Yeah. Oh. I say put your money to work as soon as you can. It's just sitting there. It's not helping. But if it's an interest-bearing account, at least you're getting 1 day's interest on it or 10 days interest on it. You're getting something. Something out of it. That's what I would do.
Me too. Okay, Ian John.
Wait a second. Again, guys, when you're asking financial questions, any other kind of question, I'm giving you what I would do. My opinion. I'm not giving anybody legal advice, because that just sounds like legal advice. And I'm not doing that. I'm just giving you my opinion. Okay?
Well, the answer, the question that Taiwan should really be answering or getting the answer to is, which one, what happens with either one? What's the advantage of having a non-interest bearing account instead of should I do it? Just like what's the advantage of having an interest bearing account? That's something all of you should get the answers to. Then some of these questions you won't be asking us or anybody else, should you do something. If you know what the end result is for two different situations, then you pick the situation that has the end result that you are okay with.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Who are they supposed to get the answer from?
Whoever's telling them to do it would be the first place to get the answer from. We've never said anything about a non-interest bearing account. So the ones that are recommending it, that's what you ask, well, why the heck should I even do it in the first place? Because to this day, I still haven't found a good reason to have a non-interest bearing account other than so that the bank can't use the money to make money. Well, duh.
Yeah, because your money's not at risk while you're deciding what to do. So, guys, this is what you do. You do call a bank today. Call the bank today. I don't care. I got $500. I got $5,000. I want to know, should I put it in an interest-bearing account or non? What's the difference? So the bank itself can tell you, or they can give you some pamphlets or something that you can read so you'll know and you'll be able to make that decision. Personally, I don't like my money just laying around doing nothing. Doesn't make sense. Now, at one point, might have been at risk for tax purposes. They're telling us no taxes. I'm putting my money to work. Because I need some money to spend, and I can only spend my money's money. And I can only get my money to make money as if it's working. Think about it. Other than that, I'm spending my money. And that's not what this is about long term. If you're looking for a long term, stable life and get a benefit out of this, spend your money's money. In order to do that, it has to be working. Earning interest is working. Okay.
And the whole tax part is ridiculous. Anyway, so what if you're going to be taxed on something? It's not 100%. So I'd rather get something, be taxed on it, and be able to keep the rest than get nothing at all. Because even with the tax, you still come out on top until the income tax becomes 100%. Then it's like, well, why even bother? It's all going to taxes. But it's not. Anyway, Ian Johns asks, what is your opinion on the Iranian rial? Will it go in the first basket? We've been told that it is. Time will tell. And Toby for fun. Yes, sir.
Hold on a second. Okay. Everybody trying to explain the council. But ATMs, not yet, but ATMs are being on the news, talking about how they will be a vital part to Iraq growing economy and how you can use them to do more than just draw money from. But they don't have the Lords in Arms coming out yet, is what I just got from them. Okay?
And we're going to do a birthday shout-out to Toby for Fun. He says, no need for the song, but he's also celebrating, or she, whoever. Toby for Fun is also celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to you. All right, now let's talk to some live individuals, and the first live caller is 865 area code.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking
my call.
Wait,
before you get started, hold on for a second. I'm not taking your call yet. I'm asking you some questions. So should I put my money in a bank or a credit union? Which one is better?
I do not answer financial questions of that sort because I'm not a financial person. And at this point, I don't know for sure what I'm going to be doing along those lines. No fair.
Oh, okay. All right, let me...
Question number two.
No, let me just tell them this real quick. That both of them have benefits. You have more control over your money and less risk in a credit union than you do in banks. So I'm going to put that part out there. Okay, good. In my opinion.
Thanks.
I do have to put that in my, that's my opinion. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate your saying, and this is my opinion in my opinion, and all with that, and I appreciate that, and I will take that under financial advisement and consideration. Several things that were said in your opening monologue dealing with the banks, you alluded to five states where the banks are on standby. In past times, you have kind of had the two categories, banks that are standby, banks that are high alert. Is that safe to say then that there aren't banks at this stage that you usually hear are high alert, that they are more on the standby basis at this stage, or are they on high alert?
You know, when this is all said and done, I'll make sure and see how I give you a raise. But getting to your point, there are banks which they, that have moved their people into their change location, which means every day that's where they show up. And they continue showing up there. They're not even going back to their branches. So they're on, I want to say standby high alert, but they're there every day now. And we're told they're going to be there for the next 3 weeks. Don't even think about going back. But there are other banks who are bringing their people in that day for hours. So they're at their branches right now today, but they're on standby. So they'll know it's possible they could go in. But they haven't put them on high alert, which means 1 hour notification. They haven't done that yet.
Okay. You also made the comment that the traders have been notified. In terms of, say, the last week or so, how many other times have traders received this type of notification?
They haven't in the last week. They haven't ever since the last time I told you guys that that happened. And, I can't remember. It was this year, though. I tell you I like it because the traders, when they get notified, then I know. And traders, I mean the global traders, I told each country has global traders. And we have four in New York ourselves that are global traders. I happen to know some from another country. So they tell me when they get notified. And market traders get notified when global traders get notified. What I didn't get and what we're waiting for is when, might be hard to get now, but when the embassy gets notified, because they have to get prior notification because of all the diplomats and their teams coming over. So I usually get that, and then I know we're in there when that happens. You know,
so they
it's
did
a great
not.
Possibility. Well, I'm not saying they didn't get notified. I'm saying I haven't got the information from them that they were notified.
Okay. As far as, and they didn't clarify or specify how much wiggle room they had, because a lot of times you have explained to us that such notification is about 2 hours heads up time for from the time of notification to when this happens. Did they clarify that it's in that window, or just that they received kind of an alert to be ready?
So they get, I'm going to say, a 72, 96-hour notification to be prepared. Then they'll get an update notification, and then they'll get one when to stop trading, which, like, the banks can't stop selling currency until, you know, within a two-hour window. They got to be within the two-hour window.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stop their trade probably in that same window. So that hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you explain, again, is like three versions, and so essentially this is step one of three steps.
There you go.
Okay.
But
and with that,
they don't get step one every day or every week like the banks do.
Right.
But they get it rarely, and then I know they're really seriously got to that level. Okay.
Right. Well, it sounds to me like we're getting close to the time when we will be adding 10 days to that very special day for our having our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. Sounds like we are very definitely in a very good window, and appreciate all your nuggets and tidbits, and have yourself a great Monday. Hopefully this will be our Money Found Monday, Money Arrival Monday.
All right.
I'll
thank
keep
you,
fingers crossed. Thank
that
you.
Good.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
765 area code, you're on.
Yeah, Tony Ray, how you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm fantastic.
I'm super fantastic.
How are
you? Hey, a couple questions. One, have you heard anything about this maybe being pushed out to the middle of August?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Well, I just... reading some stuff on the Narconicals over the weekend, and the 15th keeps coming up in several different things, and I don't typically pay a lot of attention to it, but it just seems like we always seem to keep kicking this can down the road, so I just wondered if that was anything anybody, you guys were hearing.
I have not heard anything about the 15th. So,
okay.
Again, over the weekend, there was, you know, this week time frame. This morning there was a this week time frame, so that's what I'm looking at.
And then Judy on Dinar Chronicles that writes the Restored Republic, she a lot of times, you know, takes what you guys say and puts your cliff notes in there and all that kind of stuff. And over the weekend, she put something on there about if the rate is like, for example, on the ZIM, if the rate's 35 cents, and you're taking off six zeros, the way she had it posted is you would have 0.4 zeros and then 35, and the 35 would be your fifth and your sixth decimal point. That doesn't, is that correct, or is that, she just got that backwards?
It's 0.6035, which would give you 35 million per 100 trillion note.
Okay, now if the rate is $2, which you have posted would be a contract rate for a humanitarian project, then would it be five zeros and a two?
Does that come out to 200 million?
Yes, that would.
Then that's the way I would look at it. No, it can't be. Everything, every single Zimbabwe bill is 0.6 zeros and then the number.
Okay, but if the if the number is 35 cents, that would technically be a 0.35. If it's $2, that's 2.00. So if you just put a 2 in front of it, that means the humanitarian project would technically be less than the contract rate.
Well, you're saying it would be 20 cents, right?
If you put six zeros and then a two, that would be equivalent to 20 cents, not $2. You would have to move the 2 in place of one of the zeros for it to equal $2 instead of 35 cents.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and that would have to be 200 million.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Yep. Simple math.
I just wanted some clarification on that. So then, your opinion, what kind of time frame you think we're on this week? Do you think we're just still in that any minute scenario?
I think they think they are because they're on standby, and that's what they've been briefed. But they definitely have a window, but it could go at any minute. Now, I'll tell you guys the same thing I tell you guys every Monday. I know the bank doesn't like to do business on Monday because they have too much over the weekend they were doing. And if this wasn't included in weekend business, they'd rather start fresh on Tuesday, the International Banking Day, and actually that's when they start all their books over. So they would prefer to have it on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Those always been their preferred days. So
yep.
I was looking for it. I wouldn't look for it today, like I'm not. But yep. I would look for it tomorrow, like I am. So, okay?
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Appreciate everything you guys do, and have a great day.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
916 area code. You are on.
I'll put my hand down. I'm sorry.
All right. 347 area code. You are on.
They put their hand down, too. Okay.
Okay. Apparently so. 972 area code. You are on.
Hey, fellas. Danny and Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Danny, how you doing, man?
Hey, it's a hot one in Texas, but we love it. We love it. Okay. Working for a living under a couple of shade trees, bending some metal. The only thing that comes to mind, Tony, is on Wednesday I noticed, and today also I noticed, when 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, you had suggested that there were 5 different prices for both the dong and the dinar. The dong contract price was $6. Do I recall correctly that was from one bank, all those numbers? That wasn't from several banks.
No, that $6 was from one bank.
Okay. So my scenario may or may not be correct on that because both last Wednesday and then today you've mentioned 47 cents and the contract price of better than $2. So I'm thinking through the scenario. I want to back away from that six if it's illegitimate, or you can just whisper in my ear which bank that was.
So what I would do if I was you,
yeah,
I'd say what common knowledge is, there is a street rate or opening rate of 47 cents on the dong.
Yeah.
And there's a contract rate of $2.27 that everybody's aware of. But since I'm here and we're face-to-face, I'm here, there's an extraordinary number that some people are going to have available to them of $6. Do I qualify for that one? That's what I want to
know.
Okay.
Listen, I did not get a chance to record that. Would you start over and let me hit that button again, please?
No, hey, very lucky for you, we did record it. So it's recorded.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I know that's your opinion. Not you're not trained to give that, but that's what you would do if you would do it. Okay, buddy, that's all I got. Back to work I go. Thank you so much. Bye now.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
760 area code. You're on.
Well, my question, first of all, how are you – young man doing?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
Great.
And I appreciate the fact that you referred to me as a young man. I don't know about Ray, but I took it to heart. But go ahead.
Okay. My questions were answered, so I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you for what you did.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360, Erica, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Optimistic Ray.
Good afternoon.
And Tony, good morning to you.
How you doing, sir?
Well, I hate to brag, but I'd say a combination of Fantastic-er and Super Fantastic and Dynamite and all the good things. Because I am
all right.
Doing that. And every day is a blessing, as I have realized numerous times in my life, and seems like lately even more than ever. I have a couple. I'm asking just opinions now. It's my understanding that tax-free municipal bonds are paid, dividends are paid quarterly. Is that, Ray, is that your understanding?
No, I don't know that to be a fact.
Okay. Can they be paid monthly then? Is that possible?
I would imagine so. I don't know a whole lot about the distribution process for municipal bonds.
Okay. Tony, you?
No, I think you can get paid quarterly. I don't think you can get paid monthly. But, again, it's not my expertise, but just it just doesn't seem like it pays out monthly to me what I do know about bonds. But go ahead.
Right. The main reason I'm asking, just because of the title, tax-free municipal bonds, but I understand there's all levels of bonds, and so I'm confining my thoughts to the double and triple A-rated bonds, that they're a relatively safe investment, and obviously they're tax-free. So the idea that in diversifying money, it would seem to me to make sense to have some that would be in savings accounts that are drawing interest, and if we're putting in large amounts, then that interest could be sizable. That would be taxable, and like Ray pointed out, that it's not 100% tax, so that there is income that's generated from that, but that the municipal bonds would be another story. And I've been told that the largest holders of tax-free municipals are banks, which is another reason that with the kind of money that is possible to have, that would make those types of investments attractive. I guess, is that a reasonable assumption to make?
I would think it would be attractive to those who know what they are, and know the business, not to people that are uncomfortable with it and just risking their money.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're getting involved with, you know, the county, the city, the state, the feds, it depends on what level of bonds you're buying and from who.
Sure.
So you're making an investment. You're still gambling, and each one of those plays by a different rule when you're out there looking at, you know, trying to get something tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, that was my question, so this will be brief today. Gentlemen, I appreciate your efforts and your conversation, and Ray, this may sound ironic, but the check is in the mail. I put it in the mail, and...
Okay.
It is on its way, and I guess kudos to G-Man from PA because his continually reminding that if you are in a position to be able to help, that certainly, I mean, the amount that I sent in to some would be a lot. It was $50. To some, it might not be much at all, but certainly I don't know as I've ever had a better value for my dollar than what that donation to the cause is worth. And so, again, thanks, and I hope it helps, and we'll look forward to, the great day when the 800 number comes through. So, gentlemen, again, thank you very much, and I'll acquiesce to whoever's next.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
832 area code. You are on.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Just a question. Tony, did they say anything, or do you know if they are on alert in Georgia as well?
In Georgia. Do I know anybody in Georgia? Let me think.
Yes.
I do? Oh,
yes.
You're all alert? Oh. Rachel, yes, yes.
Okay. That's what I was wanting to know. But they're just on standby, or all of them on a just alert, not a high alert, just alert?
My message was on standby, not on alert.
Okay. All righty. You all have a great day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey.
All right.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to tell you guys a story about Georgia. Man. There are some banks doing some extraordinary measures in Georgia. You guys got to kind of fill them out. Which, actually, they told me don't tell you that, so I'm trying to figure out how to tell you.
Okay, well, if they told you not to say anything, you can't say anything.
I just can't say it the way they said it. I'm trying to tell you guys something.
Read between the lines.
Okay, let's skip Georgia. Let's just skip Georgia. But let me tell you guys, every day it is becoming more and more evident to people who actually not only work at the bank, but people who walk in the bank, that they can see changes that are occurring within the bank, know that they are not only preparing for this, but now, I mean, the tellers are finally figuring out this thing is real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave it at that.
That's so true. I'm here still in Texas, and I was speaking to a pastor friend of mine, and the lady that assists her, we were at the church, and all of a sudden she started talking to me. She said, "You from Georgia?" I said, "Yes." "You were overseas?" I said, "Yes." "How long?" I said, "4 years." She said, "Did you bring some currency back?" I said, "No, but I have other people that did, but once I got back, I started buying." She said, "Let me tell you about it." And she began to tell me about what I already know was going on. And believe it or not, she works at the bank.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
At Region, she's at Region Bank, yeah. She said she had to get her husband to buy it for her. Yeah, and she said, "I'm just waiting." I said, "Oh, okay." I didn't let her know what I knew. I just let her talk. And she said, "You need to invest. I'm telling you, you need to invest in this." And she said, "You need to get more of this and this and this." And I was just listening. I never said anything. I said, "Well, she just don't know, poor little thing. I already got all of that." But I did tell her as soon as I got back from overseas, I started buying because a friend of mine told me that was overseas with me in Iraq. He said, hey, what's going on? I said, "Nothing." And then he began to tell me some things. And he said, "I have a friend in Dubai, and he can get it for us at a reasonable price." And I started buying it. But I never knew about TNT. I was just waiting until I moved to Georgia, and I met this lady in the church. And one day she began to talk to me about it. But another guy had already started talking to me about it, but I wasn't paying any attention. And he mentioned TNT. And when I listened to her that time, that's how I found out about you and Ray. And then we listened to other people. And then my husband said, the best people to listen to is TNT because they're going to give you the accurate results of everything. And so we've been listening to you all for 2 years.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. So,
yeah,
and tell your bank friend we appreciate it. Just the experience, because it is happening more and more.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more reports of it. I mean, every day from across the country, that people are walking in seeing evidence
mm-hmm.
of it.
Well,
I
she
mean,
said she's
in their
quitting
bank.
As soon as it goes. But it was brought in her husband's name, and she said she's quitting. And she said, it is happening, but you better go buy right now. She didn't know that I had already went to the mall and to the exchange center and bought me some more while I was here. So I just let her talk.
Okay.
Sometimes it's good to be quiet and let people talk to you. You learn a lot. But look, you all have a great day, and hopefully we'll hear from you all soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You all too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
765 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tonester. Well, here we are again. I didn't catch it. The time frame you gave. What time frame are you looking at? Did you say?
I didn't say. Did I say? Did I say right?
Well, I thought you did. I mean,
So far, I think, is that they're on standby, that the traders have been notified, that my guy in my global trader in another country has been notified, and they've been given a window. And then we discussed how even there are different times within that window, and actually steps, as she mentioned, when they would go from standby to alert to high alert to the shutdown. So they got some things they have to do leading up to it, and hopefully we get informed of those. I did say that my embassy people, because they usually get it, I haven't gotten anything from them telling them to get prepared for it. We got somebody else, too. I was just thinking about who is it. A government agency, they get notified. I'm just talking out loud, guys. Sorry. But anyway, huh?
I said, that's all right. Talk all you want.
Oh, I thought you actually, I thought you were Ray saying something. But anyway,
yeah.
Hopefully this week it'll be over with, as far as I'm concerned. I'm hoping and praying.
So the time frame by the end of July really holds no weight?
I don't know. We haven't got there yet. Tomorrow's just the 30th.
Well, that's pretty
obvious. I don't know.
Yes. So what happens if we go into August? I mean, it's the same thing, same scenario all over again, correct?
It's the same thing. Today is Monday morning. They're giving out the weekly codes this morning because they have to change them every week because of the security thing. The monthly code is good until Thursday morning when they have to issue a new monthly code. I told you they give out codes every month. One is the monthly code.
Right.
And then every week, every Monday morning, they give out a new code.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a wealth of information. You're a good man. I don't care what Ray says about you. You're all right. Thank you for your info.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too.
301 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Pretty good. Quick question. I mean, one of the questions that has already been answered as far as back dates. Initially, everyone was saying, or individuals were saying, the 30th would be the drop dead date. And then now we come to July, and they're saying again, July could be the back dead date. And then now we hear talk of possibly mid August. What is your gut on all of this, or is it just a day to day?
It is day to day because we don't know. But banks are on standby. You know, I think I did tell you guys, which I must say because CIA, last Wednesday. Did we do a call on Friday? Yeah, Friday and Wednesday. Anyway, the banks were saying they had to have it completed within 10 days. Yeah. They said this needs to be completed within 10 days. I don't know if I told you guys that or not.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. So one bank gave it to me on Wednesday, but the other bank didn't give it to me until Friday that they were notified that they were saying it needed to be completed within 10 days. So anybody can count 10 days from one week to another. I mean, Saturday, Sunday is over one way or the other, first week in August. You got to remember, everything was planned for the first week in July. The international card was supposed to go international the first week of July. All the banks were supposed to go the first week of July. Well, the international card on Thursday, it said it was official when the news came out. On Saturday, it actually became official in Iraq. And they were notified they could start using their cards worldwide. So people assume, well, maybe Sunday evening, maybe Tuesday morning, we'll see something. Maybe it drags out to Thursday. I don't know. But if it's official, it can't be 6 months from now, and they're using it internationally, and the rate hasn't changed, and that doesn't make sense to anybody. So we do have a time frame. Theirs was 10 days from last Wednesday when I first got it. Go ahead.
So when you say it has to go within 10 days, why does it have to go? And if it doesn't, what happens then? I mean, is it like...
It doesn't have to. Okay. It doesn't have to. There's no penalty. That's their plan. That's what they've been notified that they have to have it done. There's no law in stone anywhere else that I know of that says they have to have it done. And even if it is, as long as we've been doing this, everything they say that has to happen and doesn't happen, there's no penalty. We just keep moving on. So I can't rely on that. It's not like the U.S. saying, this is what our law says and this is what we're going to do. And to be honest with you, that doesn't even work in the U.S. anymore. In the last year, year and a half, doesn't matter what our law says, look like they're going to do what they want to do because that's what they're doing. Right?
I agree. With your intel providers, how do you feel about what they've been providing to you? Do you believe that there is an individual group that they actually know when it's actually going to go, and the information that they're giving to you is just their best guess based on what they know, but there's another level where we're not able to access to determine actually when it's going to happen, and this is why we're getting these I wouldn't say false starts, but I wouldn't say inaccurate. I just say the information that we're getting is just leading us to make a decision that, you know, this is when it's possibly going to go, but we really don't know. Meanwhile, there's like another level where they know when it's going to go. We just don't have access to it.
Okay. There's maybe four or five people in the whole world who knows when it's going to go. Everybody else assumes when it's going to go or the information they've been given. And the information they've been given, that we've been given, only prepares us and gets us close to the actual time. We're never going to know the exact moment and day and time until after it happens. Those people are going to put everything out, string it along, change their mind, just like they've been doing. Something else is going to occur, come up. Everything's going to be in position, and then a snap of the finger is going to happen because they're never going to let the criminal element or anybody take advantage of that moment. And that's all it takes is a moment in a financial situation for somebody to put in the right offer, right bid 30 seconds before this happens or something and become a trillionaire, or for them to move hundreds of billions of dollars in that time frame. So it's never going to be blatant information. All we're going to do is get close and hope somewhere in those windows they keep giving that it pops up and actually happens. Is everything in the position? Can they make it happen? Yes, we've heard that 100 times. The way has been cleared. We're hearing it again this weekend. The way has been cleared. We're seeing more and more evidence of it, even with the international card, with the banks operating on the same level now, under the same rules, and everything is in place for it to happen. It just hasn't. You know, no, I can tell you this. I know people at CBI, know people at Parliament, know people in the Kurdistan government, I know people in Canada government, I know people in Canada, Sweden, England banking system, I know people in our banking system here that we talk to. We know what the screens say, we know what the memos say, but it hasn't happened. So we're getting all the information, the best information, except we're not talking to those 4 or 5 people who said, hey, this is the day and time I'm going to do it. That's what we're not getting.
Right. With any of the individuals that were supposed to exchange one way or the other, have we gotten any kind of confirmation or, I guess, verification that they, in fact, became liquid, or just never had anything
back? They have not, as of this morning. They still have not, as of this morning. The bank is putting up over $1 million for him to close his deal on his house and telling him he'll have no mortgage, no payments, nothing. We're going to pay it because we know you're going to have money on this date.
So he actually went to closing on the purchase?
He did his walkthrough over the weekend.
So he hasn't actually gone to closing?
He just did the walkthrough. He could be closing right now. They told him, don't worry about it. They're going to take care of it.
Okay. But other than him, there has been, because I know in the past there have been reports that people have gone in and you never got any kind of verification one way or the other. Those guys kind of just like fell off, or?
Nope. I told you guys 2 months or 3 months ago that she got her money because they released her money. So why they're not this phase right now, because they think they're doing everybody. And I've told you over the years, people were actually paid out. As much as $800 million a week is what he was getting for his payout. So, yes, there are people who have received money.
And you've been able to verify, because I remember you saying in the past that, you know, they were.
All right, sir, where are you trying to go?
Okay, yeah. All right,
questions.
Well, I already answered, they got their money. I'm not going to send you a copy of their bank account. They already told me that, so I don't know what that you want. Okay?
Okay. Okay, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. 910. Erico, you're on. Okay, 702.
I do hear you back, man.
All right. Yeah, they weren't listening. 702, you're on. Area code. It is sleep too. 610, area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing super fantastic, Tony. It's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for so this information superstation can stay on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have been sending in your donations in the past, those of you who will send in donations today and in the very near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Again, Tony and Ray, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite
day,
gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right,
thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Tony. All righty.
770 area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate it very much. I have two questions. The first one is for Ray. I think 2 weeks ago, on the 12th, it went on Friday, a lady called in. I think her name was Helen, and she was calling about gifting to her two kids. And you had a conversation with her, and you wanted to tell her the best way to do that. And I think we ran out of time. And you wanted to also send her the appropriate information for her to do that. I think you were talking about a trust and things of that sort. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that conversation.
Great. I sent you an email several times, but it kept on coming back. So maybe I got your information incorrectly, your email address. So I wanted to have the information regarding that, if I possibly can.
There was no written information that I was sending her. That's what you're emailing for, asking for that information. No, there was nothing in print that I was going to send her. It was just going to be a conversation.
Oh, okay.
That I've had plenty of times before on this call.
Yes.
And been recorded. So that led me to believe it had been a futile effort, so I didn't even follow up with it.
Oh, okay. So just look on the trust at the forum and I can find the appropriate information.
Okay, what information are you looking for?
No, it was the ins and outs of trust, how to set one up, and the real process. I mean, I'm not looking to set one up on my own, but I wanted to have I wanted to be a little bit more fluid in understanding how they go, because I have some people to give money to, and I wanted to give them that in the form of trust, so to avoid paying taxes and things of that sort.
No, you just said the wrong thing, because you're not going to do any of that to avoid paying taxes. That's not the purpose for that, and that's
okay.
Not going to be the result either. At least not from the trust that I know about. I don't know of any trust you can have and there's not going to be some tax involved.
Okay, well, minimizing
anything personal. So, say that again?
minimizing it, at least, minimizing the amount of taxes paid.
Okay. Okay. I'll go with that.
Okay.
You can make it smaller, but they're not zeroing out or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I was under the wrong impression. See, I need to do some reading on it.
Well, I don't know of any reading that you can do on that other than just understanding what each tool is and how it works. But as far as implementing strategies and connecting them, I don't know of any reading to recommend you to that. We've just been doing it audibly on the calls, on the training calls and talking and giving out strategy, but I don't know of any print material that would give you what you're asking for now. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I don't know of any print material that will give you all of what you're talking about.
All right. Okay. Then I'll keep on trying.
Do you have access to the board? Are you a board member?
No, I'm not a board member, so I don't have access to it.
Oh, okay.
I came in recently late to TNT. I found out late when the board was closed. So that's my predicament. But okay, so I appreciate that very much, and keep up the good work. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. I'll try to see if something, some kind of way to try to help you get a little bit more information, but I don't know of anything in print. We just have audible things when we're talking on our calls and trainings. And we'll see if I can find some kind of way to connect you with some of that. If not pre-RV, definitely post-RV, you'll have access to it.
Okay. So then I'll keep on listening.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack. Bye.
All right. Thanks.
All right. 650 area code. You're on.
Yes, good morning and good afternoon,
good afternoon,
Tony and Ray. This is Patience Prevail. Listen, I thought I heard you say, Tony, well, first, thank you folks so much for keeping us on a relatively even keel all these years. We just so much appreciate all you do and all you sacrifice and your family and all for us. Thank you so much. But, Tony,
all
this morning I was under the impression that you said that with a contract rate being asked for the dinar, for example, that there would be no NDA any longer required by the bank. Did I misunderstand?
There is no NDA required by the federal government. They're going to go with the bank's regular NDA.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're still going to be under that 90-day bank document if we request a contract rate for one of the currencies. Gotcha. That is it for me. I do appreciate you guys again so much. And my wife and I are just so grateful for all you do.
All right.
All right.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
843 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Greetings. I am
Super
fantastic.
Fantastic. How are you?
To the 10th degree. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Ray, I got a question for you about a trust. Hopefully this is like simplified it for me or whatever. But if you put $1 million into a trust and the trust is getting 10% interest on that trust, on that $1 million,
okay,
the trust would pay the tax on that $100,000 on the interest, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and if you take money out of the trust, you would be paying, as in like, almost like employment tax. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're getting money just for personal use, would it be good to put it in a trust or just keep it in a bank account? Because it kind of seems like you might be paying double taxes on it.
Well, you wouldn't be paying double taxes on it, but first you have to look at why that money was placed in trust to begin with, and then make your decision based on that. What was the reason for putting it there? knowing that if you take any of it out personally, you could get taxed on it as personal income.
Okay.
Then
so in some cases, for personal use of your money, you really shouldn't put it in a trust, you think, or?
Well, it all depends on how much personal use money you're going to need. So you look at people that are, who complains about income taxes these days?
Everybody.
The poor, well, not everybody, because the poor folks don't. You never hear them complain about paying income tax.
That's true.
See, middle class and upper class are the ones that complain, or the poor ones, because their incomes are so low.
Yeah.
So if you're, so the personal money that you're receiving from the trust, if that is your salary and your income, and if it's the same salary income equivalent to the other people that are considered poor, then you're not worried about taxes, are you?
Well, if you put the money into the trust, and you just want to live off of the interest earned by the trust is going to pay taxes on that money. So, but if you just get it into your personal account, you're going to pay taxes on it as well. But when you go to use it, you're not going to pay taxes on it.
So,
no, you don't pay tax on it.
Ask a question real quick.
Right.
Okay, so I got a trust, and
yep.
My trust earns interest. So I need to pay, the trust needs to pay taxes on that because it made a profit. Now I got a trust, and my trust earns interest, but I'm taking the interest and paying the person running my trust. Then he pays interest on that, right?
And then he pays your
taxes on that.
Taxes on it, right. He pays taxes on it. Then that's it. Trust can't pay taxes on it if it pays it out. That's your question? So you don't have to pay double taxes. That's real simple.
But if I take $1 million and put it in a regular account, yes, I'm going to pay interest or pay taxes on the interest. But when I go to use that money, I'm not going to have to pay taxes on it to use it.
Well, that's going to be the case anywhere.
Okay.
Nothing changed.
I'm just trying to understand.
You're confusing yourself with an income tax versus a sales tax, because we never pay tax for using money. We only pay tax for earning it. An income tax. Now, when you use it, you're going to pay some taxes. It's called sales tax. But that's not an income tax.
Yeah, but like you said, if I take money out of the trust, it gets taxed as an income tax.
Correct. Because you are receiving it personally, so that's income.
No.
Okay. For you.
But if
not the trust.
Exactly. But if I have the $1 million in my own personal account, yes, I get the interest on it. I pay taxes on that interest. But when
right.
I go to spend the money or take
you
the money
pay,
out, I don't pay an income tax on it.
Correct. Because you already paid it.
Exactly. So. You answered my question. It may be confusing, but you did answer my question.
No, we're saying the same thing. So. Okay.
Yeah, you need to reevaluate what you're looking at as far as a tax, because you're getting it confused a little. Or at least you had it confused. You might have it figured out now, but you started off, you confused it.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate everything. You guys have been a great help. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
713 area code. You're on.
Okay, Ray. I just sent you a text. Go ahead.
Gotcha.
713.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. How y'all doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Fantastic. Tony. Got a quick question. You may have covered in the past, but I have a couple of things with regards to some stuff you said earlier that I could give a little bit more clarity on, I think. But it's from Frank's site, so I don't know if you want me to just say it. Is that okay? It's just some stuff I've learned on his site. What's that?
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. So one is just that the standby agreement was not re-sign. He said that this past week. And the other was that the travel card, that what MasterCard is doing a short-term deal. They didn't say how long, but they're doing a deal with Iraq where, you know, they'll use the cards before the rate's been changed, I guess, you know, announced. And then they go to the CBI and to get payment. CBI goes to the auctions to do that, and charging a fee on that. But it's a short-term agreement. So I don't know if that's something you can check on with your CBI contact. If that's true happening, I just wondered if that's something you could check on, or if that would make any sense.
Okay. First of all, Visa and MasterCard have been doing that since last year, and letting them actually use the card in 4 or 5 different countries already. So I haven't seen their memorandum of understanding or the agreement to tell you how long or years it is. But it is in effect and did go live on Saturday, which I've gotten from my people over there. That much we do know. Now, they've been doing 2 sets of books. Maybe they still are, because they're saying they have an international rate on their card. I told you guys 2 years ago when my guy here got his card that it had a different rate on it. So what they were doing with Visa, MasterCard, and CBI working in some kind of way on those cards, they have been doing for years now.
Okay. All right. That gives me better clarity on that. I appreciate it. With regards to the contract rate or anything, do we know anything? This would be regards to the dong. I don't have any DNR, I have dong. Is there going to be, you know, any cap, do you know of, as far as the contract there? You know, so let's say I go in and they say, well, we're only going to do 10 million or 15 million, whatever, on the dong, and then the rest you're going to get whatever the rate is today. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, we heard was, besides the 10 million or 20 million limit, that each bank was going to be able to set their own of what they were doing, and they're going to do it based on what you have.
Okay. So it's based on how much you have you're bringing in.
Yeah. In the bank, I mean, he said you negotiate with them. Now, I got this direct from a guy who's actually in charge of this process. I'm telling you guys. And he said, and he works for the bank, at least make the bank think you're going to leave it there, even if you don't. But make them think you're going to leave it there, and they're going to give you the higher rate. Now, I probably shouldn't have said that because they're probably listening. But, I mean, you're not going to spend it all anyway, so why not make the best deal with the most for the higher rate? And just spend your interest or spend your structured payout and leave the rest there, or spend your money. I mean, that just makes sense, guys.
That's exactly what I want to do. That's how I plan on doing it. But I just want to see if there, you know, you start thinking, okay, if I go in and it's, you know, all right, let's say it's 20 million and then it's capped after that, and then it's that rate that day is 50 cents. Well, you know, I got a considerable amount. I don't want to take 50 cents on that. I'd rather wait and see the market go up, even if it's up to 75 cents, 80 cents, whatever, on that. You see, but now I'm looking at, okay, am I going to lose out on the contract? Because by the time I come back, the contract's going to be gone. You know, so I just, how I can rationalize or figure the numbers in my head when I'm there. But I totally agree with it. Go ahead.
You do just what I said earlier today, okay? And, okay, if you're going to limit me to 20 million, then that's all I want to exchange today, because I got 120 million and I'm not giving it to you for 47 cents. So I will wait until the rate goes up, unless we can negotiate something right now. Then I'm not going to do that. There's dong, dinar, rupiah, vim, whatever it is. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait for the rate to go up. I'll come back. Or if this all you want to do is 20 million, let's do it. Let me go to the next bank and see how much they want to do.
Right.
Because I got 120 million and you're giving me $2 for 20, I'm not giving you 147 cents. That's not going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. All right. So that's how I'm thinking. I got it. I just need a little more clarification. That was it. I appreciate your help, and I'll let the next caller come in. Thanks for all you guys do.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You know, I'm going to play this call back and listen to it. This last caller. Because it seems like, in a way, he went around me to ask you a question, feeling like if you say it's okay, then it's all right. And if that is the case, guys have to know and understand one thing. If you piss me off, there's nothing Tony can say or do about that. He can't unchange Ray being pissed off at somebody. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to listen to this call back and play it back and see if that's what that was. Because that's what it seemed like to me. But anyway. And I don't think that even needed to have been said. But it's said now, so you know. I don't play games like that. But if I'm wrong, then, hey, this will be the last that you'll hear of it. But I'm going to play it back and listen to that. Because I believe that's what I just witnessed. Anyway, all right, sir, let's wrap up for today.
All right, guys, we're still here doing what we do. It's all good news. The banks are still on standby. If they go on high alert, and I get it, I will at least tweet that out so you guys get ready for the next level. But until then, let's keep doing what we're doing, knowing that this morning the call was, it is happening. It's being done. Two more things need to be done. That's it. Knowing that over the weekend we got a time frame, knowing that last Wednesday we were told they needed and Friday, so wherever we start at, we was told them that, hey, they wanted to get it done within the next 10 days. And everybody's still all shooting for that. Knowing that the car did go international on Saturday, knowing the information we had said it's official, it is now an international car, can be used on the internet, point of sale, and in multiple countries, then we're right there. A little bit further, and it'll be over. So don't stress it. Let's just wait our turn and get the party started. All right, Ray, let's go.
Okay, that's it for today's segment. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll see what happens. Anything exciting pops out, we'll let you know via text message, phone call, whatever the case may be. So just keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Survive. Oh, I believe that God.
if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done.
To stop conference recording, press 1.
The RV's on its way.
No longer being recorded.
Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous Monday. We're out of here.